Hope looked at me over a pair of frameless glasses, her smile fading to a flinch. You look like death. Ah, Hope. You worried about me? I grinned at her, pulling back my hair from my face so she could see my eyebrows raise and lower suggestively. I could stand some loving care if you're offering. Hope surveyed my outfit, stained tie and all. I took the time to rest my elbows on the tall desk, batting my eyelashes at her. Rico, she said slowly, how do I put this? You need new clothes. I laughed. Talk sweet to me some more, Hope. Maybe from a reasonable distance away? You break my heart. Sorry. Her eyes danced behind her lenses, not nearly so severe as her role on Malik's payroll demanded. But that didn't mean she left it entirely. Her gaze focused between the obvious, catching all the little signs most didn't. You look tired. I had no answer for that. I was tired. Sick and tired of this ghost on my tail and the questions I had no answers for. Sick of the pain dulled in my arm and the subconscious awareness it'd just roll back up to agony again. Even as I stood here and chatted up the secretary, most of me braced in preparation for hurt, for confrontation. If Malik knew anything about the vid for sale, Hope would have to call in a cleanup crew. I waved her concern away with my good hand. Where's Mr. Corporate Creed? Preparing, she replied, gesturing back to the elevator. Mr. Reed will be in the munitions center. I stared at her, hand flat on the desk. She blinked up at me. What? You're letting me wander into the armory? Her pretty mouth turned up at the corners, one hand resting on her defined hip. Yes. By myself? You are an adult, she pointed out, laughter in her eyes, and under contract. Uh-huh. I dropped my chin on the countertop, rolled my eyes at her. Reed ordered you to let me in there, didn't he? Of course he did. She reached across the desk, gesturing me to stand up straight. I did. She had to stand on tiptoe to reach my shoulders. She was shorter than me, with that rounded physique I enjoyed so much, wrapped in bland professional suits I enjoyed much less. Hold still. I waited, surprised, while Malik Reed's personal secretary unkinked the knot in my tie, straightened it out, then tied it properly in the space of seconds. With a final flourish, she pushed the neat, perfectly folded knot into place. There, she said briskly. Don't you look smart? Making a face, I hooked the knot with a finger and tugged it looser, earning myself an exasperated huff. You may want to wash your hands, I told her. Hope, unfazed by my attitude any day of the week, chuckled. Sanitation is a lifestyle choice. Go down 3 floors, she added. Follow the signs. Should I bring a ball gag or a paddle? What? Never mind. Laughing to myself, I headed for the elevator I'd just left, waved at Hope without turning around. If you see Orchard, tell her hi for me. Tell her yourself, Hope called back as the doors closed. Her wave warmed me in places that had nothing to do with sex. Well, mostly.